This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Associated Equipment Distributors.
I'm Executive Editor Kim Schmidt. I'm at the NAIDA Dealer Conference in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to On the Record. Now here's Ben Thorpe with the latest on what's impacting the ag equipment industry.
Speaking at the National No-Tillage Conference in Indianapolis last month, philanthropist and no-till advocate Howard Buffett spoke about what he's been doing to get equipment to Ukrainian farmers. After having an initial discussion in April 2022 about bringing over 15 combines and 15 tractors, Buffett reached out to manufacturers and ended up bringing well over 100 new machines to Ukraine. Some of these were John Deere combines that had initially been destined for Russia.
I sent an email off to Mark, who's the international president for International John Deere, I've worked with for years, and said, how many combines can I get? And can I get 15? And my son, I hate to say this in public, it's very embarrassing, but my son is on the Case New Holland board. That hurts. That really hurts. Sorry, guys, for you out there, the red. I sent him a text and I said, get me 15 combines in the next week. And he wrote back, he says, Dad. I said, you know, I'll find out what I, you know. So he's always a little more pragmatic than I am. But within less than 2 weeks, we had 30 combines bought, and about half and half. And all of the John Deere combines, this is kind of fun. I mean, you know, all the John Deere combines were going to Russia. And, you know, then John Deere wasn't sending them. So we kind of got a little double whammy there, and we kind of, like, got all the Russian combines. Now we're up to 70 combines, 84 tractors, a bunch of seeders, and just bought 20 horse seeders. And we got a bunch of both Kinze and John Deere planters.
Buffett said through the program they have harvested about 265,000 acres and planted or drilled about 180,000 acres in Ukraine. Buffett, through his foundation, worked with the National No-Tillage staff to bring four Ukrainian farmers to the conference in Indianapolis. This week's dealers on the move are AgPro and Lawson Sales. 83-store John Deere dealer AgPro announced January 26th it has acquired Southeast Mower and Saw Shop in Waycross, Georgia. Single-store Winnipeg Kubota dealer Lawson Sales announced February 7th it will build a new store at its current location. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. We are looking forward to seeing some cutting-edge technology at the National Farm Machinery Show next week in Louisville, Kentucky, and that includes the 360 Rain Unit by 360 Yield Center. It's an autonomous irrigation system that's also capable of applying manure, nitrogen, and micronutrients through Y-drop style hoses. Now it requires much lower volumes of water than traditional irrigation systems. And 360 Yield Center founder Greg Sauter tells us that it's boosted yields by over 65 bushels per acre in some test fields recently. Sauter explains how it works.
You know, we think about what actually happens in the field with a 360 rain unit. Think of it this way. We're going to hook to a water source in the center of the field, and wherever we go, we're laying down hose and picking up hose. So on this heavy reel that you see in the center of the machine and the dispenser in the back, that's where all the secret sauce is. We're managing that hose. We cut perpendicular across your rows in the center of the field. We turn into the left. Let's just say it's a half mile row. So we're going to turn into the left and go 1,300 feet to the road. In that same row, we're going to now back up. So going out, we're watering the outer half of the boom. Coming back towards the hydrant now, the center of the field, we're watering here in the front of the unit. So the tires never run in mud. When it gets to the center line of that field, it's going to turn its back end towards the hydrant, stop. Now it's going to go to the right and go down 1,300 feet and back, and it just watered 24 rows. As it turns the second time, now it moves ahead either 80 or 60 feet, turns in left, and it just goes back and forth as you think about it. In a matter of 5 days, we're going to put a half inch of water on 160 acres.
Sauter and his team will, of course, be in Louisville at the National Farm Machinery Show, as will we, and we're going to post updates throughout the week on our social media platforms. Be on the lookout for all of those. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. Looking ahead to 2024 and 2025, James Mintert, professor and director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue University, says there are positives and negatives. Speaking during the North American Equipment Dealers Association Dealer Conference last week in Dallas, Mintert says farmers are entering 2024 with strong working capital and farm values still remain strong.
So that means farmers' balance sheets are still strong and likely remain strong at least for another year. Interest rates might have reached their peak. That's all the talk from the Fed, right? Peak and possibility of maybe seeing lower interest rates over the course of 2024.
On the negative side, he notes South American production is rebounding and rising, thus providing increasing competition for U.S. exports. He also says crop margins are expected to tighten further in 2024 after tightening in 2023.
Tightening again and even more in 2024. And then those weak crop margins down the road could lead to some farmland price weakness. At one point, I thought we might see some of that by the end of 2024, but that's when the interest rate environment looks worse than it looks today, with expectations for stronger interest rates.
He says the prospect for weaker farmer incomes in 2024 could suggest that sales for farm equipment, particularly tractors, may have peaked. If you look at two-wheel drive tractors of 100 horsepower and up compared to deflated net farm income values, Mintert says you can see the correlation between the two and the lag in terms of how quickly it hits. He says that while it might not hit in early 2024, looking ahead over the next couple of years, he says the odds are pretty good that we've peaked. Industry sources report that Hudson Inc., a John Deere dealer with 32 stores in Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, and Michigan, recently laid off over 60 employees, about 7.5% of its staff. One industry source said, "I don't think it is tied to the economy, but more to management changing structure and the influence from their owners and New York City analytical group about inventory, cash, etc." On rumors of layoffs from another party, "I think there will be a lot of that this year, especially with Deere dealers. Inventory book values and integrations are going to crush cash positions." Hudson was the 2023 Farm Equipment Dealership of the Year and is currently number 13 on the Farm Equipment Dealer 100 list. In May 2021, the dealership acquired 18 locations in Michigan. In discussing dealership consolidation in a recent meeting, Casey Seymour of Moving Iron LLC observed that by his estimation, 80% of employees who come over in an acquisition end up leaving the dealership after 2 years. According to the results of a January 17th Farm Equipment Techs poll, more than one half of dealers report that within 2 years of a merger, 40% or more of the employees will no longer be with the company. The most commonly reported answer, at just over one-third of respondents, was a loss of 21 to 40% of staff. Commenting on the news, Tennessee dealer Tim Brannon of B&G Equipment said, "Hudson is a mega dealer organization. Layoffs can be proactive or reactionary in any organization. Anyone watching the news and markets can understand the uncertainties we in the machinery business face. Good times in the cyclical business allow for some luxuries of peripheral services that are goodwill or non-revenue producing. In tough times, these tend to be cut. In tougher times, not only the fat, but the muscle can suffer as well. Our half century of experience has seen a lot of cuts laying on the floor around the chopping block. It is a painful exercise in management work." We will continue to update the story on farmequipment.com as more information becomes available. In a recent Farm Equipment Techs poll, 71% of dealers said they've seen the influence Made in America has on customer buying decisions change in the last 5 years. Of that, nearly 39% said it has become more significant to selection, while just over 32% said it's become less significant. 29% have seen no change in the last 5 years. The poll was conducted following a January 26th announcement from the Federal Trade Commission that Kubota will pay a $2 million civil penalty as a result of an FTC action against Kubota for falsely labeling some of its replacement parts as being made in the USA. On February 6th, AGCO reported fourth quarter net sales of $3.8 billion, down 2.5% year over year. Net sales for the full year 2023 were $14.4 billion, a 14% year over year increase. This was the fourth year in a row AGCO saw a year-over-year increase in net sales for the year. Looking at 2024, AGCO is forecasting net sales of $13.6 billion, reflecting lower sales volumes, modest positive pricing, and favorable foreign currency translation. This would represent a roughly 6% year-over-year decline in annual net sales. 2023 North American net sales came in at $3.8 billion, an 18% year-over-year increase. AGCO attributed this increase to positive pricing and increased sales of high-horsepower tractors, application equipment, and combines. AGCO's net inventory were valued at $3.4 billion as of December 31st of last year, an 8% year-over-year increase and five-year high. Inventories of finished goods specifically rose 47% to $1.5 billion, a five-year high. Speaking on North American dealer inventories during the earnings call, AGCO Chairman, President, and CEO Eric Hansotia said, "Looking to 2024, we are aggressively managing our company and dealer inventory to match the softening retail demand. Our dealer inventory levels are at or above targeted levels, so some reductions will be required in 2024. Currently, we're expecting around 10% lower production volume in 2024 versus 2023. This reduction reflects our 2024 market forecasts, market share growth assumptions, as well as targeted reductions in dealer inventory." Hansotia also said that orders on track tractors, planters, and application equipment were fully booked for model year 2024, which takes the company to the mid to late summer period. This week's data point is brought to you by the 2024 Dealer Success Academy. The percentage of dealers forecasting sales growth of 2% or more in over 100 horsepower tractor sales for the year ahead dropped for the second year in a row for 2024 to 29.7%, according to the latest Dealer Business Outlook and Trends report. This percentage peaked in the last 5 years when 47.1% of dealers were forecasting unit sales growth for 2022. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lespub.com. And for On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.